Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to our program today. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us as we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is from his classic landmark teaching, Satan's Complete Defeat. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates in the spiritual realm. Who is he? Where did he come from? Is he a God possessing omnipotence? How much power does he have on earth? So much more in this devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat.
Therefore the bright, the blazing, the shining, glorious day star Lucifer, the anointed cherub, falls in his heart and in his mind by pride in sin. And he becomes the first rebel of time in the universe. And now he becomes the devil, Satan. For the devil is not his name, but a title. And Satan is not his name, but a title. For he was Lucifer, the shining, blazing one, the anointed, all-wise, outside of God, all-powerful, most beautiful, ruling creature, prince, chief archon of all of the powers, the authorities, the principalities, the thrones, the dominions, the rulerships, the spiritual powers of the air. He was all of those things, but not satisfied, now becomes Satan, which title simply means the slanderer, an accuser of God. And the devil, the Greek word diabolos, which means the adversary, the enemy of God. Satan, by pride, has polluted his wisdom. The word said he said in his heart, I will exalt my throne. I will not be a servant. I will ascend above the heights. I will exalt my throne above the stars. I will sit on the mount of congregation. I will be like the Most High God. I am going to be the ruler of the universe. I am going to have the worship of the creatures of all creation, even if I have to throw God out of his throne. And from that moment, he becomes the accuser and the slanderer and the enemy of God. Being the ruler, being the chief prince, the archon of all of the authorities or the powers of the air, being the ruler and the archon of the world and this part of God's vast universe and all of these other lords and rulers and authorities under him by reason of God appointing him the chief ruler, Satan began to formulate his plan of rebellion to bring his diabolical scheme and plan to pass, that he will supplant God, that he will dethrone God, that he will exalt his throne above God, that he would be God, and that all would worship him, and he would be the ruler, and not Almighty God, not the Godhead, but that he, now, being the rebel, now, being a child born out of a sin, now, having become Satan, the accuser, and the slanderer, and devil, the adversary of God, he begins his campaign amongst the angels and angelic creatures of the universe that God has made him the chief ruler. And he visits the principalities. He visits the thrones. He visits the dominions and the rulerships and begins to slander and accuse God, to God's creatures, to God's archangels, to God's cherubims and seraphims, to God's angels. And he begins to slander God. And he begins to accuse God. No doubt it could have went along these lines. Oh, yes, you're a ruler of this little principality. But God's not doing right by you. You should have a greater rulership. You should have a greater throne. You should have more responsibility. You should have a greater place of esteem in the creation. God's not treating you right. God's holding you down. You should have a higher standing and place in the universe. And he begins to slander and accuse God. And he works chiefly on the archangels, the ruling angelic beings, until he formulates and creates dissatisfaction, grumbling, murmuring amongst God's creatures all over the air, the heavenly places. Rebellion has spread from his own wicked heart into every principality, to every throne, to every lordship, to all of the seats of authority that are in authority as the powers of the heavenlies, the airs. Grumbling, murmuring, discontent is preached, propagated. The seed of rebellion is sown until finally one third of all of God's angelic creatures agree with Lucifer, now Satan the devil, join him in rebellion, discontentment, and rebel from God. One third of all of God's angelic beings, and especially the ruling angelic beings. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And there is a mighty prince ruling that principality. Against powers. And there is a mighty authority wielding that power. Against the rulers of the darkness now of this world. But before the darkness or evil came in, they were the rulers. They were the cosmos creators. They were the world rulers appointed by God, set under Lucifer, the chief ruler and archon. But they have fell with Lucifer. They have joined Lucifer in his rebellion and in his purpose and in his plan to unseat, to dethrone, to cast out the Godhead, and to supplant them with their own selves, with Satan, their God and their king, and still their chief ruler. One third of the angels and most of the ruling angelic beings side with Satan, who just by being the accuser and the slanderer, sowing the seeds of discontent, false accusations, of rebellion against God and the authority of God and the Word of God. You know, the Bible declares that God has not changed. And God said, I am God and I change not. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But neither has the devil changed. He is still Satan the devil, the slanderer, the accuser, the enemy of God, the one that sets at variance. He is still the sower of discord. He is still the sower of rebellion, disobedience, insurrection, opposition to God and the Word of God and the plan of God. No, the devil hasn't changed. No, Lucifer's motives, plan, desire hasn't changed. His purpose is still the same. Even though he's been thwarted time and time again, he is still saying, It is blinded, depraved, darkened, hard of understanding. I will ascend above the heights. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of congregation. I will be like the Most High God. And He is still sowing the seeds of rebellion and disobedience amongst the children of mankind now. Sowing the seed of distrust, of slandering accusations, lying on God, planting the seed of rebellion, finally convinces one third of God's angelic host to side with Him. Rebel against God. Join Him in rebellion, disobedience, opposition, yea, the purpose and plan and intent to ascend to heaven, make war upon God, and cast God and the Godhead off of the throne, out of heaven, seize all of God's creation, and bring all of His creatures under their sway and under their power. Having convinced one third of the angelic host, He then devises the plan, regiments His followers into the ranks and a mighty army with a newly formulated plan and strategy of war to lead them in assault upon God and cast out God. Throw Him off of His throne. Throw Him out of the kingdom. Usurp His place. Take over and reign and rule with Satan himself being as the Most High God. This was the purpose of Satan in the beginning. He hasn't changed. This is still his purpose, to be like the Most High God, to reign as the Most High God, to rule as the Most High God. And he doesn't care what method he has to use to gain it, what destruction, what devastation, what suffering, what chaos that he has to bring about to accomplish it. He is consumed. He is possessed with the one purpose. I will exalt my throne above all thrones, above God's throne. I will be God. And he convinced these angelic rulers and these angelic beings. Now, these angelic rulers are not fools, but they are wiser and superior in wisdom than even now man, and the loftiest and the wisest of man. And before that they could even consider rebelling and attack God and His kingdom, they had to think that they had a chance. They had to use their wisdom and understanding to weigh out the consequences, the probabilities, the possibilities. Dazzled by the wisdom and the beauty of Lucifer, seeing his superior wisdom, yea, only under the wisdom of the Godhead and Almighty God, smitten with his glorious appearance, drunken with his lies, that they could dethrone God because they were of the ruling angels. They were of the ruling order of God's spiritual beings. Were they not over and the leaders of principalities? Were they not the sitters on the thrones of rulership in the heavenlies? Were they not the authority and the power of the heavenlies? Were they not the rulers? Even though they were only one third in number, or half the number that didn't fall, they were superior in wisdom, superior in strength. What they lacked in numbers,
They were superior in their wisdom and their power, and they were stronger and wiser than the others of God's creation and creatures. And to the appearance, it looked so, because the ordinary angelic beings were under them. They were placed upon the thrones, and they were the rulers. They were the power of the air of the heavenlies. And was not Lucifer the most beautiful and glorious looking being? And wasn't he the wisest of all creatures? And if they were stronger than the ordinary angels, if Lucifer was not stronger than God, then he was as strong as God. And they joined him, drunken, polluted in their reason and understanding, just as Lucifer was drunken and heady with the thought, I should be God. I am beautiful. I am wise. I am the greatest being. Didn't consider that they were just a creature and not a creator. But nevertheless, being deceived, won over with the slandering and the accusations of Satan, the chief slanderer and accuser, they joined him in rebellion. They rebelled against God. They rebelled against the wisdom and the plan and the word of God. And they joined forces with Lucifer. Now Satan the devil, with the promise, with him as their king, they would have a better place in the universe, a higher and loftier office, a more place of prestige and esteem, yea, maybe even to share in the praises and the glories of the rest of the creatures. Until the plan formulated, the armies regimented, Satan leads them into attack and assault. Up into heaven against God, consumed, drunk, with the motivating force, I shall exalt my throne. I shall ascend above the stars and the heights. I am going to take God's place. I am going to sit in the mount of congregation. I am going to be like God. But you see, God is the all-wise God, and God, our Father, is the all-knowing God, and he knows what was in the hearts of Satan, because he said that Satan, in Isaiah the 14th chapter, said in his heart, and as soon as he said in his heart, God heard him. Someone say to me, Brother Hardy, well, if God knew these things, why did he allow it? Because, you see, God makes every creature a free moral agent with the right of choice to either obey him, accept his word, and serve him or not. God doesn't want a bunch of robots that he presses buttons, that have no will of their own, that do not serve him out of love, but because they're forced to, because God pushes a button. God wants free moral agents out of their own heart of love and gratitude, knowing that God is the all-loving and all-wise God, and what he has put in a law and what he has put in a rule is only for their good and the good of all of the universe and his creation. And that God loves them and only wants good for them. And they recognize that, and therefore out of a heart of gratitude and of love, they willingly serve him. Satan was born a free moral agent, the right of choice. He would have to choose whether he was going to be what God originally created and intended him to be. Why shouldn't he be? Because next to the Godhead, he was the most powerful and wisest, and yea, the most beautiful creature that God had ever created. Being a free moral agent, and being drunken with his own beauty and proud of his own place, being polluted, thinking that of his own power he obtained that place, and forgetting that he was created, and that he was a limited being, and that God created him, and that God had the power to control him. He chose not to continue to obey God, to stay in the place in the lofty estate that God placed him, but instead to disobey and rebel against God. And then God used him to try the rest of his creation, for his creation must be tried. His creation must be proven. Every free moral agent must be tested to see if they are going to humble themselves, accept the estate and the standing and the place that God has placed them, and out of love and gratitude, love and serve him, knowing that he's only doing everything for their own good and benefit. He allowed Lucifer to sow his seeds, to preach his revolution, to preach rebellion. God could have stopped it at any time. God could have reached down and wiped him off the face of the universe. Just like he brought him into being, he could have annihilated him. Somebody said, well, why didn't he do it? Because there could have been another Satan and another Satan and another Satan and another Satan. God decided at once and for all he was going to deal with this question of rebellion and disobedience. And he was going to let Satan now become the devil and the adversary and the accuser and slanderer of God, run his full course and test and prove all of his creatures to see who is really worthy of those lofty places of esteem and rulership. God found out that not only was Satan unworthy, but one third of his creation chose not to love and accept his infinite wisdom and plan and place for their life and exercise their right of free choice. His free moral agents joined Satan in rebellion. And as Satan leads them up through the first heavens of the earth's atmosphere, through the second heavens, the planetary heavens of the principalities, the powers, the thrones, the dominions, the rulership, looks like he's home free. As he breaks through the atmosphere of the third heavens, he is startled and stunned, because there, God knowing what he said in his heart, God seeing and watching him sow the discord, formulate, and put into action his plan of rebellion, watching and beholding those that had joined him, watching him and knowing his plans, his motives and his desires, God was planning a reception for Mr. Fallen Lucifer, Satan the devil, and his fallen armies of spiritual beings. For there he had been preparing Michael the archangel with all of the other angelic hosts that still sided with God. God had been waiting for the assault and the attack, and he delegated to Michael the archangel, who seems to be an inferior to Lucifer and Satan, delegated power, and to the two-thirds of the spiritual beings, the most part, just the ordinary angel and angelic being, he delegated to them special power, even as he delegates to you and I, his church, his children, his sons, in this day and hour, power over all the power of the devil and the enemy. For even you and I, in our inferior form and body, in this limited side of the sphere of action, as he said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power and authority over all the power and authority of the enemy. And nothing, by no means which he devises, his plots, his methods, his tricks, his wiles, his plans, shall defeat you. But I give you the power. I give you the authority. God gave Michael and his seemingly inferior army power over all of the power of the arch and chief archon and ruler, Lucifer, with his mighty princes. And when they enjoined the battle in the heavens, Michael with his army prevailed and cast Lucifer, Satan, the devil, with his armies out of heaven. Not only didn't God get up, nor the Word of God, whom we know as Jesus, our Lord and Savior now, and the Holy Spirit of God, but God let Michael, just an archangel, in the order of God, a cherubim is the highest order, even greater than an archangel. God gave delegated power and authority to Michael and his angels, and they resisted and prevailed and triumphed. And instead of Lucifer casting God off of his throne out of heaven, Michael cast Lucifer out of the presence of God.
Amen. What a revelatory message on Satan's complete defeat by God's servant, Brother Hardy. In this classic teaching, Brother Hardy has answered by the scriptures, who was Lucifer? Who is Satan? Who is the devil? Where did he come from? Is he a god in the sense of deity, being self-existing, self-maintaining, and possessing omnipotence? And just how much power can he exert on earth? When you realize that Satan is not a god, but a created being, then you understand that he is limited. God did not create him to be the devil. He was created as Lucifer, which means light bearer, and was the wisest and most beautiful of God's angels. He was the anointed cherub who led the heavenly worship team. But his own self-focus on his superlative beauty became distorted with pride, and iniquity corrupted his wisdom. When he fell, or rather was kicked out of heaven by Michael the archangel and his faithful angels, he took one-third of the angels with him in his rebellion. Now, some people think the devil is all-powerful, but he's only a created being whom God created and has complete mastery over. And not only that, but Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 10:18-19, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. You need to add this inspirational, informative, and timeless subject to your spiritual audio library. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates through the spiritual realm. This devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat, is on a 2-CD set for a love gift of $15 for the radio ministry. Request offer 128. Mail to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or order online at rghardy.org, where you can also order this message on MP3. Again, the offer number is 128, 128 for the 2-CD set, Satan's Complete Defeat, for a minimum love gift of $15. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.